In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Rapper Young Dolph Def, teach Memphis comedian D Money a life lesson.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, because a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know, how to find hope and go. Mental health first, self-help motivation quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming the boss, I follow my heart. Show and prove just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart. How we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams. Yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single, but not for the streets. And my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
That's a fact, though. I just seen on my timeline Memphis comedian D Money was just murdered. Someone that was with him was also shot and hit. Maybe others. But I heard they came through the block, hit him up, spent the block, and came back and hit the spot up again. The life lesson is that you should never disrespect the dead. It can, and more than likely, it will cost you your life. Young Dolph is a legend in his neck of the woods. Memphis love him. People across the world love him. He's a hip-hop icon, someone who stuck to their guns and remain independent, refusing to accept bags, standing on his own two, putting up his own money, taking care of the hood, feeding families, grinding out day in and day out to be assassinated in broad daylight on the same soil he loved dearly. He cherished. He gave back to. He supported. A place he never forgot. A place he hold dear to his heart. Young Dolph was pulling up in the hood. Young Dolph was hopping out. Young Dolph was really touching the people.
a true man of the people. Assassinated for what? Because motherfuckers want to back down? For what? Because he worth more dead than alive? For what? Jealousy? What? The bag? What? It don't make sense. So, to have a funny ass nigga, a comedian ass nigga, come online on social media saying some disrespectful shit about a man so great. It's the wrong thing to do. It ain't no time to laugh. Ain't nobody laughing. Ain't no ha-ha keep kicking. Ain't nobody trying to hear that was a joke after the fact. You said something like, man, niggas done killed Young Dog. I love Memphis because it's so gangster. With laughing emojis, something along those lines. It might not be your words verbatim, but that's what you said. What the laughing emojis was supposed to indicate, this is a joke? I guess the way they responded, the reply you got was the lesson. If that post was a joke, then the response, the reply, the retaliation, whatever you want to call it, I guess that was the lesson. We got to respect the dad, especially when he wasn't a deadbeat, especially when he was a great man. We got to know and understand that legacy is what great men live for. Any true man of substance, any true man with a backbone, a stand-up nigga, 10 toes down, it's all about legacy. What are you leaving behind? What is the value of your name, your worth? What are you leaving your wife, your children, your family, your loved ones? It's about legacy. In a dry-ass, corny joke like that is something that goes against the good standing of that legacy. That's why Memphis comedian D Money is no longer with us. That's why we should always put respect on the dead name. If you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing in that situation. One's silence is not an admission of one's guilt. But the bullshit you spew out of your mouth of a man so great will definitely be a life lesson learned to those who will lose their life and learned to all those who had to witness such a tragic, unnecessary death. I am yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.